Shortly before 12, the senior sub and I had lunch. And at noon, we went on to the bridge to take the afternoon watch. The junior sub, he was the brother of a 17-and-a-half-year-old VC snotty, was on watch and gave us the course and speed of the fleet before going below to the chart house to write up the log from the navigation notebook. The formation of the flotilla had been altered again, and we were now proceeding in submarine screen. The leaders of the two divisions had moved up until they were 5 cables distant on either bow of Abdiel, and the divisions themselves were spread out in quarter line. It was like a spearhead, with the tip of the head turned in. Telemachus and Tarpon had taken station independently on the starboard and port quarters of Abdiel. It was a clear day with a blue sky dotted with white puffs of drifting cumulus. Our compass course was north 53 degrees east, and the speed of the flotilla was so adjusted to enable us to reach the northeastern end of the Dogger Bank late in the evening. The outer ends of this bank were marked by 2 Dutch light vessels, the North Dogger Bank and the South Dogger Bank, both of which proved to be very useful to us for fixing our position accurately before laying our course into enemy waters. The final course was often tortuous, and we had to wind our way between minefields, and any navigational check was a great help in misty weather, when reliance had otherwise to be placed on dead reckoning. From these lightships, we generally turned inwards towards the Heligoland Bight, a stretch of sea bounded by these lights to the west, Horn's Reef to the east, and the mouth of the Elbe, with the island of Heligoland itself to the south. The Bight was an unhealthy spot for British small craft, a kind of spider's web into which entry was easy, but safe exit much more difficult. We were there sometimes twice, sometimes 3 times a week.